Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com. I'm your host, Mark Arson, and you are listening to a special audio version of our 0 to 60 TV series, which you can watch on Facebook and our YouTube channel, LeithCarsNC. So after you listen to this episode of the podcast, hop on over to @LeithCars on Facebook and give the video a watch, or a share, or a like. And thank you for listening.
The 240Z, a new kind of economy car from Datsun.
It's Mark Larson for LeithCars.com. I got my buddy Laura here, and look at this. This is the Nissan Z Heritage Edition, and we're going to give you a look-see next on 0 to 60 TV by LeithCars.com. So we might as well start at the front of the Z Heritage Edition. And Lauren, tell us about this paint job, first of all.
Well, it is New Site Orange, which is actually paying homage. And you're going to see a lot of things that pay homage to the 1970 Datsun 240Z. 55 years that the Z has been out. And this is a way that they're celebrating it with the Heritage Edition. So not only are you looking at the orange paint job that was available in 1970, you're going to see just a callback on this front grille. I love this front grille. It is definitely different than what you see in the standard Z, even the Nismo. So the double pane is gonna do that callback right back to the 240Z.
And Laura, you know, the double pane here that you're talking about, I mean, that recalls the chrome little blade bumper that goes across the front of those original cars. And fun fact, in Japan, that original Z car was called the Fair Lady. So it was the Datsun, Nissan Fair Lady Z, and the original model code for that first generation was S30, and that's why you'll find S30 on the hood decal here.
So now you have an idea if you want to put a custom plate on the back of it, My Fair Lady. Just saying.
Besides this fantastic paint scheme here, one of the first things I saw when we walked up today, Laura, was the wheels. I love these wheels. What were you calling them?
So this is a 19-inch alloy wheels. So we got them on all fours. And the 8 spokes are a callback to 1970s muscle. So I mean, you saw a lot of 8 spokes during that time. So Nissan made sure that they just added that little extra love and again, heritage, because that's where it comes from. And on top of that, just to add some extra flair, they added flares across all fours too.
Yeah, center flares all the way around on four corners on the Heritage Edition Z, and these wheels that Laura was talking about, 19-inch, and they're 9.5 up front, they're 10-inch in width in the rear, so your rotation is like this and not like this. And coming down the side here, you've got the wreath decal for the Heritage Edition that surrounds the classic Z emblem. Now that decal is similar to what they used on the 50th anniversary edition Nissan Z with the previous generation car.
And keeping up with the retro vibe of the Heritage Edition, you see a lot of racing stripes all the way up across the top of the hood, across the front end, and of course with that S30 code for the 240Z, you're going to see a lot of retro with this car. But not to mention retro, you've also got a lot of new technology and new engine, and still the fun that you're going to get with the performance edition of this.
I love the stripes because, again, it is such a great callback to that first generation Z. And when back in the day you had these standout paint colors and the contrasting matte black finished stripes. I mean, how many cars these days have that? Not too many, right? You have driven the Nismo Z of this generation. I've driven the sport version. This is based off the performance trim.
So the performance trim is like right in the middle between the sport and the Nismo. It's great because it's got the option between automatic, which is not available with a lot of the other trims, or the 6-speed manual. And this one is a 6-speed manual. Really excited to have out on the road. When you can drive a manual, it's so much more fun when you have it on the road.
And you've got the same 400 horsepower 3-liter.
Yep, it is a 3-liter, 6-cylinder, 400 horsepower.
Twin turbo.
Twin turbo with that 6-speed manual. So this thing will go.
the limited amount of time that I drove the Sport Edition around, I mean, I love that car. I would have that in a heartbeat. Let's get inside this thing, Laura, and see, you know, what we got. Is there anything different in the Heritage Edition?
There's not going to be much difference inside the Heritage Edition as you see in the Performance Package, but you get a little bit of both. You get some of the retro and the sportiness and the things that, you know, car lovers love, but then you also get the tech along with it. So, of course, you're going to get your triple gauges, you know, checking on your turbo, your pressures, your voltage. So you'll have all those things that you would typically do if you were really, really, really driving this car. But then at the same time, you still have all your digital panels, your infotainment system. So you're going to still have all of the new technology that you get in a newer Nissan model.
This car as a whole, not just the Heritage Edition, but when it came out a couple of years ago, it is retro modern. So with that interior, I mean, you're going to feel like kind of back in that original Z generation, but with 21st century comforts.
Don't you wish that a 240Z would have heated seats? This one does.
And this one, you know, even though you don't have the analog gauges, you do have round gauges simulated. And it's a bit configurable too.
Yes, so you got separate configurations, so you can run that off of the wheel. You can check different modes, which it does have. Speaking of which, driving modes, which you see a lot more with newer vehicles, especially ones that they kind of want to boost on performance. So you see a lot of sport mode in this case. It is an S mode, so there is one here in this car. So usually what that does, it adjusts the dampeners. It helps tighten the steering wheel. It might make some small adjustments in the engine rev. Just so that way, if we plan on really driving it in that S mode or sport mode, that it's going to react to it.
And back in 1970, you sure as heck would not find a USB and USB-C input in the console. So all the modern conveniences. So I want to be up front too. Laura and I kind of rushed in here today to make this video about the Heritage Z car because, well, Laura, you found out that it had just arrived today, right?
Yeah, it just arrived. So it had to, of course, it goes to the shop, always goes through an inspection process. It gets cleaned up. And in the process of that, just trying to get over here and make sure that you get to see it too, because I don't know how long it's going to be here.
Yeah, so I usually dress up a little better. Laura, you look great. She spent time detailing this thing herself and getting the water spots off of it. But it is, oh my gosh, it is amazing. Now, to get one of these and to put this in your driveway, so you start with the performance trim of the new Z, and that's around 52 and change. This package itself is about $6,200. So you add this appearance package, the Heritage Edition, to the performance, and you're talking around a $60,000 Z car.
Yeah,
right?
Roughly about 60 to 61,000, but there's a reason behind that.
Now, Nissan is not publishing how many they're going to produce of the Heritage model, except to say it's a limited production run.
So if you want to get into one, this is definitely the time to do it. And so if you see one, you know, spot it like we do here. I just don't expect it to last too long. So I'm glad we're here.
And then we can say, sold! All right, Laura, thank you so much for doing the quick video today with the Nissan Heritage Edition. I'm Mark Larson, and thank you for watching 0 to 60 TV by LeafCars.com.
You've been listening to an audio version of the 0 to 60 TV series, which we encourage you to go and find on our YouTube channel, Leith Cars NC, or Facebook at Leith Cars, and give that video a watch, a like, and a share. I'm Mark Arson. Thanks for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com, a Holman Automotive Company.